problem is the analysts are projecting that we're going to see $100 plus for crude oil in the not-too-distant future. We're currently running at about $91 a barrel, and we're starting to see $3 a gallon gasoline in many parts of the country. In fact, in the last couple of days, we're starting to see it show up in certain parts of Missouri. If indeed crude oil goes above $100 a barrel, we're likely to see prices go up above $3.25. Now, there are all kinds of projections out there as to what's going to happen with oil. In fact, there are some forecasters out there that are suggesting that gasoline prices might approach more like $4 during certain parts of 2011. Hopefully that won't occur. But I think that there's momentum building, not only to increase the cost of crude oil because of supply and demand concerns, that's going to ultimately drive up retail gasoline prices in 2011.
Is there anything the domestic industry can do to offset that?
Well, the industry domestically is having some bumps in its road right now. Of course, the major oil-producing region of the country is the Gulf of Mexico, and we're not back to full drilling in the Gulf of Mexico following the big oil spill. And we really don't know when we're going to get back to full production out of that particular critical area of the country. In fact, you know, it was projected that we would see an increase of about 6% of oil produced out of the Gulf of Mexico in 2011. And now the projection is that we may see something like 13% decrease in the output of the Gulf of Mexico. So domestically, I don't know that there's much that can be done except try and accelerate the reestablishment of the crude production out of the Gulf of Mexico right now.
Have you folks calculated what this is going to do in terms of people using their vehicles, traveling, using roads?
Well, it's likely to slow some of the economic recovery that is occurring right now down. I think that a lot of folks will have to make those decisions relative to whether they should drive to their vacation destination, take a plane, take a train, take a look at other means of transportation, or postpone going another year, or reduce the number of days that they're going to stay, or somehow reduce the overall cost. But certainly, extraordinarily high gasoline prices will have a dampening impact on what we've seen in the last year and a half as an improvement in the economy and certainly improvement in travel.
Has AAA ever done a study that indicates the rise in purchase of hybrid vehicles tied to the rise in fuel costs?
We have not, but certainly hybrids are, they get a lot more attention when gasoline goes above $3. And if we get to $3.50, I think that the attention for hybrid and other alternative power sources is going to increase. And I suspect moving forward that a greater percentage of the vehicle fleet is going to become hybrid just because of the economics of the situation. I don't think anybody is expecting to see $1 a gallon gasoline in the future. So, unfortunately, it's a commodity that has all sorts of factors that affects its overall price. Much of these factors are controlled and out of the control of the consumer. So one of the things that the consumer can do is reduce their consumption of that particular commodity, and hybrid certainly is one way to do it.
Either way, the amount of funding for Missouri roads and bridges that's based on the fuel tax is probably going to take another hit.
Absolutely. The taxes generated from the motor fuel tax in the state of Missouri have been pretty flat for the last few years. In fact, we're actually using less gallons of gasoline in the state of Missouri in 2010, for example, than we did in 2007. And that affects the ability of the highway department, because its resources are either reduced or flat, whereas the cost of providing the services that they do continue to increase.
So basically we're just going to have to live with this.
Well, sooner or later we're going to have to bite the bullet and decide what we're going to do to see to it that we maintain an adequate transportation system in the state of Missouri, and we pony up and provide the resources for the necessary improvements that are needed.
Do you have any thoughts about that, or has AAA taken a position on either?
Well, you know, there's a number of alternatives out there, and I think that at least from our polling would suggest that the most viable is a sales tax rather than a significant increase in gasoline taxes. To, for example, a sales tax of a cent would equate to about a 15-cent increase in the motor fuel tax. And I doubt that you're going to see people voting to increase motor fuel taxes almost double what they are right now in the state of Missouri. And, of course, any increase in taxes of that consequence has to go to a vote of the people. So you have to find something that is going to be acceptable to a majority of the folks in the state of Missouri.